about it. He'll think about it.
I don't like that guy, Mr. Mushnick. And you should hear the way he talks to Audrey.
God in him will know the kick just said he'd mull it over.
It's no wonder she looks so unhealthy. It's enough to make you sick.
If he left me, if Seymour left me, why then I'd be right back where I started, which was broken, starving.
Sweet and good and beautiful as she is, she deserves a prince, not a sadistic creep like him.
Close to bankrupt.
What a louse.
Beset, befuddled, and bereft. That's what I'd be if Seymour left.
It's a disgrace to the dental profession.
Seymour!
Sir?
Seymour! How would you like to be my son? How would you like to be my own adopted boy? I never liked him much before, but count the cash that's in the drawer. I've got no choice, I'm much too poor. Say yes!
What for?
Seymour, I want to be your dad. I want to see you climbing up my family tree. I always thought you left a stench, but now I see that you're immense, so I'm proposing be my son. Mushnick and Son. Sounds great. Three words with a ring of fate. So say y'all incorporate with me. A florist dream come true. Mushnick and his boy Chick U. What business will do for FTD? How about it, Seymour, be my son? Just say the word, I'll get my lawyer on the phone.
Now, Mr. Mushnick, don't be rash. You always said that I was trash.
Oh, I was joking.
Sir, a joke.
Excuse the physical expression of my pride, of the sweet paternal nishigas I've held pent up inside. Yadadee-da-dee. Say it, Seymour, tell me that you will.
Gee, I'd really like to, but
I'll hold my breath until.
Done.